Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Beis Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches. We did all of the Mechabers yesterday, and we're going to start on the fourth line with the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, again, we're dealing with Noi Sukkah. Hagah, the Tzorich Lasos HaTanai. Yesterday we said that you have to make a Tanai. If you wish to use the Noi Sukkah, you have to say, I'm not going to be Bodo from them. I'm allowing myself the right to still use them during the entire Bein HaShemashos period of time. And we said that this is for the entire Bein HaShemashos of all of the Yontif. So the Ramah tells us now, B'tzorich lasos ha'tanai kol de Bein HaShemashos, this tanai that you have to make, you have to do it before the Bein HaShemashos, harishon, before the first Bein HaShemashos, and this is brought down, das atzmo, this is the Ramah saying this himself, and this is like the Shita, kisvaras, the orchos chayim, shehevi habes Yosef, of lo kamariel, and not like the mariel. The point that the Ramah is telling us over here is that you have to make this tanai at some point before the Bein HaShemashos start. At what point did the Bein HaShemashos start? So that is normally what we're passing by the Shkia. And you can see this in Deir Shu footnote number 24. We have the famous reminder of the machlokas between the Gra and the Gaonim and the Rishonim that hold that the Shita of Bein HaShemashos starts immediately at the Shkia, and that's the unclear period of time. Then you have the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's actually a period of time 58 and a half minutes after that, and that's the second Shkia that it's referring to as the start of the Bein HaShemashos period of time. So here, Deir Shu footnote number 24 brings down that the Veld Paskins over here, Yesh Lahachmir L'Shitasam, that you should go and follow the stricter opinion here as to the earlier start of the Bein HaShemashos. In any event, now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chafalaf. He says, this Tanai, the Kivin Shenichnas Bein HaShemashos, is Katzai, because if it were to be already even the start of the Bein HaShemashos period of time, so then, if you were not saying, I specifically allow myself to still take this off, then it becomes Muktzah. And once it's Muktzah, at that point for the Mitzah, so it's Huktzah for the entire rest of the Yontif. This is the machlokas that I just brought down as to whether it begins immediately after the Shkia or whether it begins at a later point in time, like the quote, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. So, Tzorech Lasos Hatanai Kodem Shkia. Whatever you're going to say, it should be before the Shkia. And since we have the machlokas, we should be machmir to go according to the earlier opinion. That's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. In fact, in Hilchos Shabbos, they have the same machlokas when the Shabbos start. So the Veld, even if you hold the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, everybody holds that you don't do melacha from the time of the Shkia. A little bit before, actually, so you have Tosefes Shabbos. But even the people that are davening mincha much later on, they're still davening mincha well into the time that the Shita of the Gra and the Gonim would be, that it would be already well into night. Nevertheless, they don't do melacha after the Shkia. Okay, Sivkot and Chof Beis, it's the first Bein HaShemashos. The Imlokein, if you don't have this in mind, so even if you have it in mind for the second, third, and fourth Bein HaShemashos of the Yontif, keeping the Chayli Surah Bein HaShemashos Kamah, if the Isser on the Noi Sukkah took effect on the first day, Mimele Chay B'chul, then it's going to take effect every other day. In regards to this din, it would be as if Sukkah was one long single day, including Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, because if it's also during the first Bein HaShemashos, then by definition, it's still going to be also in the second Bein HaShemashos. That's going to ask you for the third Bein HaShemashos and the fourth, etc., etc. And lo mahani to tonight. And in this situation, Mishnah says a tonight would not work. In the Sharetzion Oschof Gimel, he brings on the Taz. And the Chavanaso, the Rak L'chumra, means that we only say this L'chumra. I will L'hakil, to say this as a kula, could go in Imam or any Bodel, call Bein HaShemashos, shall Erev Yom Tov Rishon, but to say that you're not Bodel the first Bein HaShemashos period of time, and therefore it's going to be acceptable for the rest of the Yontif, that wouldn't work here. Lo Mahani is at Lin Yishar Yomi, he says, because the Efshad Atam, Kivan Sheyichid, the Omar, Mi Bein HaShemashos, shall Erev Yom Tov Rishon, since you're saying I don't want to remove myself from using this Noi Sukkah on the first Bein HaShemashos, it's Mashma, the Bishar Bein HaShemashos, with Sonal of Domehan, that you're not intending to use them the other times, and therefore, Ucha'enza Kosab Yam Shel Shlomo, similarly was written in the Yam Shel Shlomo, therefore the other days will be problematic, because maybe they're Iskatsoi, they're already made Muktzah during the other Bein HaShemashos, and therefore Iskatsoi Kol Yoma. So therefore, one should have in mind that this is during all of the Bein HaShemashos, and not just during the first Bein HaShemashos. That is the opinion over here explained of the Ramah. Then the Ramah continues, Yesh min achronim shekosu, there are those achronim that say the bismanas that nowadays ain't noagin lahasnos. The Mariel's opinion, this is what the Ramah is bringing down, is that we don't make any such tanai. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Chav Gimel explains Mishum de lo bakiya shapir b'tanai, because we're not so expert on these tanoim. We don't know how to do this. However, there are those that disagree, and this is the Mogen Avraham. V'yesh me'achronim shemafakvikim b'tanai. They say, what are you talking about? That lo lashon the tanai beforeish b'gemara. It's beforeish in the Gemara. What it is, which we just said in today's year and in yesterday's year. Vein shayach bakiya. You don't have to be a baki to be able to read these simple understanding that the tanai has to be for every. Entire, you're not being boldel, you're allowing yourself to use it for the entire Bein HaShemashas period of time of all the days. So what's so difficult about that? So therefore the Mogen Avraham says there's no reason you can't make it tonight today as well. The Rambam continues and he says, V'hochi nog, b'noyin hatulim b'schach. He says the following is the minog in regards to the noy of the schach. But in noy that is on the defanos, you have decorations on the walls, could go in Sadidim, Hamitsuyarim. For example, you have these tapestries that have designs on them or other types of imagery on various sheets. Noagin Lataltalam Mipne Gishamim. There, the minug is that we allow you to take them in. They're going to get soaking wet. They're going to run. They're going to get ruined. So the minug is that you can take them in even if you didn't make it tonight. We don't say that that's not allowed, that you can't move them, because it was basically put out there with the understanding that if it rains, you're going to take it in. Mishum diyesh omim, the ain iser afilu b'tvanus atzman. The door, the walls themselves, you'd be allowed to go and use, technically, kol shekein benoyin, and certainly with the decorations on them. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Chav Dalet, habi achronim yisigot that. There are those that argue with this, and this you can see in Os Chav Hei in the Shaar Tzion, Mogen Avraham, the Taz, and the Gra. He says, "V'nei b'yameim lo nitvas sefer iter." In their times, in their lives, the sefer iter wasn't yet published. V'al kein tovsu kula al deyazu dinoy sukkah v'dofno seha min dafyor. Therefore, they learned the Gemara in sukkah as Rashi learned it, which is that when it said min atzad, it meant the walls and as well as the schach. V'ilu roa mashikosav shom. If they had only seen the sefer iter, maybe the efshod the hapei rishum you call atzad shall schach. That means the schach and not the walls. The lo kapei rishva ashi do min atzad shall defanos. It means the side of the walls. Lo you to mein alzeh. They wouldn't have been so surprised at this opinion. In any event, all of these achronim, the Mogen Avraham, the Taz, and the Gra, all disagreed with this opinion that the Ramah brings down. The daitam the noy sukkah bevadei asurim below tnai medina, and they say that the noy sukkah, if you don't make it tnai, are definitely osur. The noy kischachem, because they don't distinguish between the noy and the schach, and all of them are hooked to the mitzvah. Then he says ayin in the taz shehiskim lohakil b'sadinim hamitzuyarim. Even the taz is maskim that you can be makel over here in regards to the tapestries. Sheyesh chashash b'mnei ganavim, because you're concerned that ganavim are going to come into your sukkah and steal them. So anan sade, so we can essentially testify we are all absolutely clear shalot long l'sham, that the person put it up over there mitchila at the beginning lios and shom tamid, to put it up there not on a permanent basis but to take it down at night. Akein lo iskitzu klal. Therefore, he was never boldel from them, and therefore they're not considered muktzul l'mitzvaso ba'afilu lo hisnu. And even if he didn't verbalize this, it is allowed. That is the opinion of the Taz. He says, however, one shouldn't rely upon this Taz. If you can just make a verbal declaration, do the verbal declaration, make the tonight, then you don't have to rely upon the Taz that mistama, you meant it that way. Do what the Ramah says. Therefore, you should say before the Bein HaShemashos the following lashon. I'm not removing myself from using all of these items, all of this noy sukkah, these tapestries, etc., during all of the Bein HaShemashos of Yontif. And therefore, they're never going to become muktzah v'chanal, as we already explained. Then he adds, "Mi shedaito lahosir noy sukkah biyomtiv v'meh gishami laganovim." If somebody has intention to go and take off the noy sukkah because of either the rain that would ruin it or ganovim, yizor mitchila, he should be very careful initially. Shelo yikshor hanoyim besukkah bekeshu gomer. He shouldn't tie them in with a permanent knot. Shari also latir miyotiv. Then he wouldn't be able to take them down on yontiv. Elo ya'anvim. Therefore, make a bow and don't make a permanent knot, because you're not allowed to untie a permanent knot on Shabbos yontiv. Furthermore, ain lasos nifonos sukkah miyirios shatnez. He says you shouldn't make the walls of the sukkah from material that's made out of shatnez, because you may come to lean on it. As you can see in Dirshu footnote 25 from the Bikur Yaakov, shechoshim shema yisatibem. You may come to go and wrap yourself in it. Umitam zeh kosev akafa chayim b'shem shelus tshuvas ponim iros she'ain ze elo k'shein tluyos. This only would be if it was hung up like a curtain, then you could wrap yourself in it. But if it's attached into the wall on all four sides, for example, then there is no problem in hanging it up, even if it's shotness. Because how can you wrap yourself in it? It's attached on all four corners to the wall. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'chein lo yisle shatnez lenoi. You shouldn't use a noi shatnez, a decoration that's made out of shatnez material, elim ken givorin mitash mishodim, unless it's put up so high that you couldn't wrap yourself within it. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, also lachkok pasuk basukos teishvu al da'alas. You shouldn't go and engrave in a gourd or a melon of some sort the words basukos teishvu, because it's a pasuk, l'chayosib, or any other similar pasukim, the lislos basukah, and hang it up in the sukkah. Because in that situation, the yovel l'day bizoyon, it could lead to, obviously it's going to spoil, and then the words are going to be thrown away and become a bizoyon of these pasukim. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the gamisha also lich to psukim in a Torah. There's a separate issue in writing psukim from the Torah. Elim ken yesh bem sefer sholem, unless you're writing down an entire sefer. Kemoshin is bar biyordeya simon reish pei gimel, where these halachos are discussed. The alpha gav the norgan heti, even though the velt takes a more lenient opinion and approach, l'slami behem dafka. That's really only when you're writing it down to teach somebody, to learn somebody. Then you have the heti to write down pieces of a sefer and not the entire sefer. Also, but for non-essential purposes, the Achron bring down that this really is not allowed. Furthermore, od kotsu, the af achai sukkos lo yifsa alatzia sukkah, one sukkah is over, you shouldn't step on the pieces of the sukkah, the tashmishe mitzvahim, kimotis is lula, because they are tashmishe mitzvah. This is a lower category than tashmishe kedusha, but still it's an important item that they were used for a mitzvah, like tzitzis and lulav. After they're used, the tzitzis after they're worn out and they're no longer able to be worn, or lulav after the yantiv, you have to treat it with respect. By Leil and Simchav Aleph, where this was discussed in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan over there, Siv Katan Vav, and the Alkein Yesh Limchos Ba Noshim says Zorchin Achas Sukos Asiya Sukah Haschach Lechutz B'Mokum Shirabim Regin Lufsolem. Therefore, it's inappropriate that people should take this schach and just throw it into the street, and people step on it and treat it with disrespect. That is not right. Ba'filu Einenu Mokum Ashmi. Even if it's not a garbage dump, which of course would be a separate problem, but to treat it with disrespect like that is also not correct. Now, there are a lot of additional things that we want to bring down. First, let's go to the Sharat Sion, Os Chavav. We brought down before that the Taz says you can be maker with the Tzedinim Mitzuyarim. And he brings down, Chofetz Chaim brings down in Sharat Sion, Os Chavav, that Tiku HaGraz V'Chayodim. This is also passing by the Graz and Chayodim. And he says, look in the Graz, Shalafi Koch Mutu Lasirin Mehen E Mosa Shirtsa. Therefore, you can take him down whenever you want, even Afilu Shalom Shasa Geshem. Albeit, in Dishon Foot number 29, he points out that the Mishnah Berurah said, seemingly, Mipnea Geshamim Vaganovim, implying otherwise. But he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, says L'chadchila Yesh L'Hesanos, but the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that you certainly should make a Tanai L'chadchila and not rely upon this Taz unless you have to. In any event, V'afilu Ein Shom Chashash Ben HaGeshomim, this seems to imply that even if there is no rain right now, you'd still be allowed to take them down according to the grass. Shari L'chol Aleim Kedusha Sasukum Miyola, because the implication here is that this never has the status of Noi Sukkah by definition, because it is going to be taken in if there is rain or Ganoven. Then, in the issue, footnote number 26, he brings down that the psukim, for example, basukos teshu or borach atob v'vuecha, if you write them on a piece of paper as opposed to on a gourd. So then the Bikuri Yaakov says, pashot haminog lohaka budava, the simple custom among Klai Yisrael is that we do write down these words, that put them on all sorts of posters that we put into the sukkah. Because this will be treated appropriately. If it were to become in disrepair, it would be put into shemos. The eno, it's different than this gourd. This is going to spoil. You can't keep this. You can't put this into shemos. And therefore, it's eventually going to be going into a situation of bizoyon. And therefore, it's not right. The second reason that we brought down that you're not allowed to write psukim except lislamed for a purpose. Everybody relies upon the lavush if they do this, and the shach. And what did they say? Shekasu shenogu lirkom psukim al mapo shel sefer Torah. That the minhag is to write psukim on a sefer Torah on the mantle in order to decorate it. But mikol mokum yesh lesartate katan. You should put it in with sirtut, which means to have engraved lines underneath it. Kimish also lichto pasuk lo sirtut, because you're not allowed to write a pasuk without these engravings. Achel lemaisa. Bottom line, it brings out for the Tosefos Bikurim. It really isn't right to do this. Even the papers that you're going to try to treat properly, they sometimes blow away and they sometimes will get ruined, and that is a bizoyon. Ultimately, they will be destroyed. They're not permanent. They're pieces of paper or posters or some sort of material that will eventually be ruined. And even the head of the Levush and the Shach, that you can write these psukim down, is difficult to rely upon. Shitochin Shlohi Kelu, El Beveis HaKnesses. They said that's on the Sefer Torah, on the mantle, and not necessarily for other situations. And therefore, he writes, Tov Lahachmir, Ulahachsir, Os Bechol Milo Shekosev. Therefore, a good suggestion is make an incorrect pasuk, leave out a letter, and therefore this will solve the problem. He finally brings out for the Ginas Vrodim. He adds, Sha'afl Divri Elavush Rashach Atzm Koshmi. He says, they also have a problem. That was only done in specific situations, extenuating circumstances, and this is an extenuating circumstances. And he agrees, Ein Lahoko Kidivrayim, shouldn't rely upon the Levush and the Shach, Elabamokum Shesh, Sirufim Nosaf, unless you have other things as well. However, there's a big cool over here that's brought down by Rav Yashiv as well as Rav Nissen Karlitz. That's, you're not allowed to write it, but if somebody else has written it, if it's been printed, for example, liknos noisoka shekosav aleim psukim, so that is allowed. Mutter. B'mneishal lo nesar ele lichtovas apasuk. The issue is only to write the pasuk. Lo nesar liknoso li'acha shekosav v'nichtav. It's no iser for you to buy it after it's written. Although I have a question on my own, which I'm asking, I don't have an answer to it. Why wouldn't that be lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, or at least misayei ledvar avera? Because the people that are publishing this are knowing that people are going to purchase it, so they're writing it down. So I'm not sure how they would answer that. Tzorich Ian. Dishavud number 27 says that you have to properly dispose of tashmish mitzvah. Nochon shelo lasos tashmish maguna. You shouldn't use them in a disgusting way. So I always mention, if you have a talis cotton or a talis gadol that can't be worn anymore, you can't use it as a shmata to clean out the toilets. So it has to be used in a non-bizoyan type of a fashion. You are allowed to throw it away. You throw it away in a paper bag, and you put it separately in the garbage. That you're allowed to do. You shouldn't use it in a disparaging type of usage. And he adds as well, she'im lo zorak es tashmish ha-mitzvah biyodav elarak, if you don't do it yourself, it just on its own becomes dilapidated and falls apart, that's not a problem. And he says, what about to use the schach, or the walls of the sukkah, for firewood? So the Bikur Yaakov says, that's allowed, because that's not a bizoyan. That's not a tashmish maguna. Dishavut number 28, it's an interesting question. Are you allowed to climb up on the sukkah or on the schach in order to go fix it? So he says, in the Shelus Yeshuvah's Diri Chayim, that's allowed. That's not a bizoyon, who osakin letzorach hamitzvah viduri. He's doing that to go and prepare it properly and to fix it, so that is allowed. And we're back to the Ramah. The Ramah concludes, he says, mikol mokum tov lahasnos aleim. He says, from the dogma of Abba, that ideally you should certainly go and make a tanai in all these situations and not rely upon these makel opinions and say you don't have to make a tanai. Sometimes it's implicit. Finally, the Ramah concludes, he says, im sikech bahadas, if you're using hadasim for the schach, which is perfectly good for schach, o tola basuka esrog lenoi, or you're using in the esrog for beautification of your sukkah, mutar l'riach bo, you're allowed to smell the hadasim or the esrog. The lo huktzo mireach, because it's huktzo l'mitzvaso, but that doesn't mean you can't smell it. It's not also in me'ila, like we said. It's not an iser that you can't get any hanah from it. Rak shelo yigabo, you shouldn't take it down. The also b'tilto, you're not allowed to move it. V'yesh osun b'hadas. Others say no. It brings it down from the Ran, that you can't smell the hadasim. Kidl kaman, simin tof reish l'dima, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem when we get to that simin. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chav Hey adds the Av the Stam Hados Omed L'Riach. Even though the Stam myrtles, the Hadosim, they're made for smell. Hocha the Sikeh, but once you're using it for Schach, Kimo B'Shmai Eitzim, like other wood, I mean, the B'Maisa Eitzim Akse, you've taken it away from its normal usage as firewood or as smelling, and therefore you can't use it according to this Machmer opinion. Milasham Eish L'Avir V'Lo Mirecho, and you're not allowed to use it for anything other than the Schach. You can't burn it and you can't smell it. The Ein Hochanami Dim Hayatolo So B'Sukkah L'Noi. And likewise, the same thing would apply if it was put up for a decorative item. Then you couldn't smell it either. And the Sharat Zion Oslamid brings down, according to the Taz that we just brought down before, Shikosav Dahor, the Ein Osin, Hainu Dafka, Lito, Misham. Now that I remove it from there, Mishum Shabazet, Tibotu Kedushosa, that you'd be removing it from the Kedusha. Abu Ba'ochi Kayemes, but if it's still there, Mutul Ismoch Aleh, Ulaniach Shum Dovor Aleh, you would be allowed to lean on it or put things on it because it isn't a concern. And this is the simple pshat, the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah as well, that we learned in Sivkot and Dalit is brought down in Dishu Foot number 30. Therefore, the Shaar Tzion continues, Imkein, Hochanami, Afilu, Betola, Hadassim, Lenoi, even if it's put up for decorations, you're allowed to go and smell it according to this opinion, and this is brought down in the Bikur Yaakov. Okay, Yirtzali, Tola, Hadassim, Nadafonos, L'Riach, but if you want to take it off from the walls, that would be usur, even according to the Taz. And then he explains that he said this is found in the Prima Gadim itself, in Sivkot and Gimel, in the Mishnah Sosov. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, "Be'esrog av detalu l'noy mutal ariach bo." And esrog, you can smell it even if it's put up with decorations. The ikaro omid lachila v'lo ariach, because its essence is for eating and not for smelling. I can remember the machila akatze v'lo ariach. Therefore, from eating it, it's put aside, but not from smelling it. Sivkot and chavav, the last Mishnah Berurah, yesh osim v'adas avol be'esrog kuluki am mutal esrog. Everybody agrees it's good. The ikaro omid lachila machila akatze, and therefore it can be used for anything other than achila. He says, "Ayin the taz sivkot and gimel sheposik lahatik ider rishonah." He passes like the first molini opinion, v'chein heitek b'derech chayim. This is also a psak with Derech Chaim. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches and today's shir.